This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
1932, the ABC begins regular radio transmissions. 1970, the first university radio station launches. 1980, the first commercial radio stations begin broadcast. 2009, digital radio launches. And now, 2016, Jess and Mitch begin their Wednesday breakfast program.
Oh, I just jammed my foot in the door. Oh, hot coffee. Coffee all over my pants. This segment's ruined. Ugh. I just wanted to be, special.
Good morning. Am I late?
Yes. You've missed this. Look, I'm just going to do an elaborate little opening thing where, oh God. Look, just play the normal intro.
Jess and Mitch.
Best of.
In a more baffling news item of the week.
Okay.
Jess, a Northern California school began its day as normal as any other, except for the fact that someone had dumped 60 pounds of dog turds the night before.
60 pounds?
60 pounds. And there it was in the morning in all its canine glory.
Oh my goodness.
Now, what's even more baffling was that it remained there for 5 days.
Excuse me?
5 days. 5 days of poop.
They just left it there?
Yep.
Why?
Oh, because. Okay, so first, let's put that aside.
All right, sorry for asking questions.
I did some math. Now, 60 pounds is about 28 kilos.
Oh my God, so much poop.
So each dog poop going to be around 300 grams, right? You're looking at poop for about 90 dogs.
Did you do this math?
I did.
You're a lunatic.
I did this math.
Do continue then.
Now, the dumping at the school is either the cry for help of an owner struggling to look after 90 dogs or one dog and an incredibly patient, calculating owner with some kind of axe to grind with the school. Letting that amount build up, tell you, oh, he's bloody annoyed at something. But then I thought maybe it's someone who doesn't even own a dog. And I discovered, and this is actually true, there are 71 million dogs in the US that produce 29,000 tons of turds daily.
Oh my goodness.
Right? Now, grabbing some of those would be a walk in the park. Bloody dog park, that is. Now, I'm going nowhere with this. I'm just happy that there's a story where I can finally merge the special interests of both math and dog turd.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'm happy for you to have got that. My favourite is that it's a cry for help. I've got 90 dogs.
Help me.
There's so many of them.
I don't know what to do.
At this point, they own me. An ultramarathon runner's, ultramarathoners. Anyway,
sure.
He attempted to run, and I say run in quotation marks,
yep,
from Florida to Bermuda in an inflatable bubble.
Great. What a champ.
What a champ, right? Now, that was cut short when the Coast Guard towed him back to land for the second time.
Did he just get puffed or?
Well, his name is Ray Bellucci, and he intended to be at sea for 5 months, raising money for children in need and to inspire those that have lost hope for a better future. Earlier in the month, like this has only happened in the last few days, earlier this month, the Coast Guard had ordered him not to depart because your vessel and the conditions under which you are attempting to complete your voyage to Bermuda is unsafe.
I love that. People are telling you to help the kids. Like, don't do this because it'll just be more of an issue. Just stop.
Well, that's the thing, because it's not safe for him to do it. Let's put aside the children. Don't think about the children. Anyway, in 2014, the Coast Guard rescued him after receiving a report about a disorientated man in a bubble off the coast of Miami. Wait, who was asking for directions to Bermuda?
Come do your shopping at Jalopies. It's an inconvenience store. It's open for a whole 2 hours from 1 a.m. every Monday morning.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Entry fee into the store only $50 per person. Need basics? Eggs, bread, toilet paper? We don't have it. Need groceries? Jalopies have frozen hamburgers. But don't try to eat them. They're just empty boxes.
Just empty boxes everywhere.
We've got a carrot. It's just for looking, though.
I need a carrot to look at.
Need a reach for the products? The shelves are too high.
One empty frozen hamburger box, please.
Need change? You get yen! Every person person gets a bucket of water thrown on them. Every 5 minutes. No towels. Need to exit the store? $50 exit fee per person.
Oh, I left my keys inside.
Need to go back in because you forgot something?
Hello?
You can't. Oh. One entry per day. There's a store near you. One store, that is, in Healesville.
It's a long drive from Darwin. I'm from Darwin.
Shopping at Jalopies. Jalopies. Jalopping.
Bindi Irwin farted during a Dancing with the Stars routine.
Yeah.
Now, that is just typical of everyone, to be honest. You know, give her a go.
I saw it all over Facebook. And honestly, you know, you click on the links to the videos and things like that. I think people are just making it up.
Absolutely.
I mean, such rubbish.
It could have been anything. Mic noise, battery failing.
Perhaps, I couldn't actually hear anything, though.
Yeah, perhaps her tummy was rumbling. You know, just leave Bindi Irwin out of this. But, yes, my producer is telling me that we have the recording.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So let's just have a listen and judge for ourselves. It's apparently right at the end. Just check this out. Yeah, I can't really hear anything there. All I hear is just a passionate young lady who wants to dance. But incidentally, here's another routine of hers from a few weeks ago. I mean, I don't think there's anything bad here either. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that song, and don't you can't control yourself any longer. Yeah, that seems...
Am I supposed to be able to hear something? I don't
know. No, I can't hear anything at all.
I think people are just sort of... She's doing so well on the show, I reckon they're just nitpicking it. They're just trying to find something
to... Of course. And finally, here's an excerpt from the world-famous Dirty Dancing routine that she did a couple of weeks ago. And
it was a great routine. Did you see the lift?
It was a fantastic lift. And on an unrelated note, all the contestants have been hospitalised this week due to some kind of bout of methane poisoning. I mean, what's all that about?
Florida Man! Do you remember back in the day when I was like, no, not Florida Man. I love Florida Man so much. He's my favourite. Okay,
go for it.
Ba, 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 ba.
Florida man arrested for shuffleboard rage attack at senior centre.
Shuffleboard rage. Yeah. It'll get you every time.
That's crazy. Go.
Ba, 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 ba.
Florida man caught slapping man who took down one of his campaign signs.
Oh, okay. I want to know what he was campaigning for.
I think it was the Trump thing.
I'd be very funny if it was like violence.
Yeah. No slapping.
Yeah, he's anti-violence, and then somebody takes out one of his banners and he just slaps them. Ba, 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 ba.
Florida man dies testing bulletproof vest that turned out to be flak jacket.
Oh, it's not funny.
Well, it's a bit silly. It's a bit silly, though, because he put on just a flak jacket, assumed that it was a bulletproof vest,
and asked his cousin, shoot me,
let's test it, see if it works. He literally said, let's see if it works. Ugh.
What? Oh, boy. Oh, dear.
Great.
Florida man. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Florida woman surprised to learn car she set on fire doesn't belong to her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, hang on. His number plate was SFN. His number plate is completely different.
And he drives a moped.
Whoops.
Okay, one more.
Ba 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 ba.
Florida child caught practicing medicine without a license is back practicing medicine.
Real life Doogie Howser.
Time for another edition of The Shark Den. Who is joining us in the shark den to pitch some wares?
As per usual, it's Murphy.
Of course. Hi, Murphy.
Hi, Mitchell and Jessica. Mitchell, how are you?
Very well. I'm doing really well. You're going to do some inventions
Jessica,
today, buddy?
How are you?
I'm also well. Thank you for asking, Murphy.
Yeah, I got a really good invention to pitch.
Okay.
Oh, man. Just strap yourselves in, you bloody idiots.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
He's very excited.
Okay.
Calm down.
Set the scene.
Okay.
You're driving. Uh-huh. You guys both drive.
Yeah.
Sure.
A little bit of backstory on your hosts there, listeners. A little bit of goss.
Yes, we both drive.
And Mitch both drive. Their registrations are... but no, they drive, right? And you'd get like frustrated sometimes in the car. Like I often feel like you want to communicate with other drivers sometimes. Like maybe you accidentally like press the horn and you don't, and then the person in front of you thinks that you beep them, but you're like, no, I didn't mean to beep you. It was an accident.
Sure.
Or sometimes you just want to like have a, you see someone you know in the other car. You want to, ah, oh, hey, Gary, but they listen to the radio. Or sometimes you want to just let someone know about a speed camera.
So
my invention is a microphone speaker device where you just press a little button and you're like, oh, hey, and it, like the speaker goes, oh, hey, and then the person in the next car goes, oh, and they can communicate back. So it's like microphone speakers for your car.
But you said like you could accidentally hit your horn. What's stopping you from accidentally activating your microphone and then everybody can hear you farting? Or singing, worse.
They don't pick up your fart noise unless you're doing real squelches, okay?
Brenda the useless waitress, waitress. Yes, can I have the Parmesan, please?
Did you say fish?
No, Parmesan.
Oh, I've already pushed the fish button, though. Did you want a large or a small fish?
Why are those options? Look, I'd rather the Parmesan.
Oh, Dominic! I've pushed the large when he wanted a small fish.
Nope, that's not what the situation is.
Waitress!
Yes, I'll have two coffees, please.
Oh, this computer isn't working.
Well, you're poking a small cheesecake.
No, no, it'll boot up shortly. Something to do with the emails.
Waitress!
Glenda, take these drinks to table three.
Very good.
Glenda, what are you doing?
Oh, I thought table three was the ground.
God damn it, Glenda! Glenda!
What's the daisy?
There's glass everywhere! What are you doing?
Oh, I'll get the brush and shovel.
Oh, Glenda!
Glenda, the useless waitress, waitress.
I'm pretty useless.
Waitress, useless waitress.
The megaphone is mounted on the roof
of the
car.
Roof? Yeah, let's go with the roof. Yeah, it's a nice spot to have.
Okay, you don't seem very sure.
No, well, this is for the designers to work out.
I mean, yeah, okay, see, again.
He's the ideas man.
Exactly. Jessica gets it. Very well done.
Right.
So I just put it out there, and then I get my team of crack scientists and designers and techies and coffee people, and
sure.
They all like, oh, blah, 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 and then they make it, right? You can't expect one man to do it all, right?
Yeah, but okay, I'm not quite sure of the application. Like, how often is that going to be needed? How often
heaps,
are people going to... Okay, do you reckon then if everybody has a megaphone mounted on their car roof that everybody's going to be using it?
I thought you might bring this up, Mitchell, when I have a rebuttal.
Oh, okay, so that's a first.
Yeah, here we go.
You are only allowed to use it.
Okay, but...
the law is you're only allowed to use it if it's, like, not insulting. So you can't just emit road rage with it. You can't be like, ah, you bloody idiot.
But how
stuff.
How?
Yeah, there's
how
nothing
they,
stopping...
How do they you monitor
get,
that?
Well, you get arrested. I mean, you get a fine. Implement a law.
But again...
I could just be really passive-aggressive and sarcastic. And it's the same thing.
Oh, that's not allowed.
No, that's fine. Don't indicate. I don't need to know where you're going.
What if I'm,
that is allowed.
What if I'm complimenting people on the street? Nice suit, sir.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, what if it's a wolf whistle?
The wolf whistle is not allowed.
Okay, no wolf whistle, but complimenting suits is fine.
Yeah, because a wolf whistle is like, I won't go into it, but...
What if I'm wolf... Okay, what if I wolf whistle at a dude?
Not appropriate. You can't...
What if he says, nice dress, lady?
Yeah.
See? There's grey areas.
Is for the police to figure out. That's their...
Then it's open to interpretation.
Okay. I just think it's going to be more of a distracting device than anything. I mean, it's not going to assist.
No. It'll definitely assist.
But will it improve the driving and safety experience?
Yeah, because what if you accidentally press your horn, right? And the person in front of you is like, oh, wait, and they get out a crowbar and some like
that. That's a very, very unlikely scenario.
It stops that. Well, hey, how unlikely are heart attacks and we still learn CPR?
Hang on. The likelihood of a heart attack is significantly higher than someone getting out of a car and crowbarring the car behind them because they accidentally tooted their horn.
Well, it might not be a crowbar, but baseball bat, golf club.
Yeah.
In the US, a former congressional candidate has admitted that she sent herself fake death threats in the mail.
Okay.
Karen Davis is now facing federal charges for lying to investigators about letters that she received during her failed 2014 campaign. Now, the first letter included the line, "A close-up of your head or to your husband will be final." I think we'd be lying to our listeners if we didn't admit that we have received similar sort of male.
Yes, which we definitely did not write ourselves. Definitely, I mean, contrary to what the beginning of that story was.
We definitely did not. This is written by other people, not by us.
And we'd like to share them with you.
Yeah. My dearest, darling Jess, you are a talented and hardworking young lady.
Oh, my God.
Your hair looks great today. Have you lost weight? Not that you needed to. You are a human ray of sunshine who makes every day better just by existing, so don't listen to those girls from high school who said you were a loser. Shut up, Sarah, you're the loser. Did I mention your hair looks good? Lots of love, a secret admirer who is definitely not you. I mean, chilling.
An expert in the US mm-hmm. has warned that the inevitable rise of driverless cars, right, mm-hmm. will lead to an epidemic of people having oofty-magoofty in said cars. Yeah. Couple of questions.
No. My first question, oofty magoofty.
Yeah, oofty magoofty. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Couple of questions. Why sex? I mean, like, you could be doing lots of stuff in your car that you couldn't do beforehand, and that doesn't really stop people from having oofty magoofty in cars right now.
I'd be napping. I'd be sure. Catching up on some work I gotta do. I've always got something to do.
I like how that's his main concern, like the idea that when humans are presented with saving time in their day, their first thought is, great, imagine all the extra sex I'll be able to have now.
Yeah, no.
Let's not forget all the other times that automation and progress led to a huge increase in people having oofty magoofty. There's that time when ATMs were introduced and took over from real-life bank tellers. I think we have an audio clip of that happening. Yeah, there it is. And also when supermarkets introduced self-scan checkouts.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've got one. Those automated car washers.
Okay, I think we have a clip. Do I have a clip of here it is. Yeah.
There it is. We all love a good list, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
BuzzFeed love their lists. I just feel like a few of them get a little too specific.
Sure.
For example, I found a couple. Here's one. 29 signs you grew up in Sydney's eastern suburbs. You won't get them if you lived in the western suburbs, yeah. Or just 14 reasons Utah is utopia for people who love winter sports.
I just want an article about me, you know?
Sure. Well, but like, that's the thing. I feel like some of these are so too specific. Some are too vague. Like, yeah. Listen to this one. This is a bit ridiculous. 5 things that only people born on a Friday before noon who eat pomegranates 3 times a week will understand. I mean, that's...
wait a minute. Mm. What? I eat pomegranate. I was born on a Friday before noon.
Do you eat pomegranates more than 3 times a week?
At least.
Alrighty. Let's have a look at this list and see how well it applies. Okay.
Oh, gee whiz.
Number one.
Yeah.
You love Fridays.
I do love Fridays.
Okay. All right. Point number two. You love the phrase, and there you go.
I was just saying that before.
Number three. You blink.
I always blink, and I've got dry eyes. I use eye drops because I'm a blinking.
Oh,
and there you go.
Point number four. Your name has letters in it.
Oh my God! Wowzers!
Wow, hang on. Here's number five. Let's see if this actually.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This is really about you. Yeah. This is ridiculous. You do that thing that you know you do.
I do that thing! It's like the internet knows me! It knows me, Jess! Now, there are lots of questions that are asked of the internet.
Sure.
Yeah, we put a question out there when we're not sure about something, and there's that anonymity where we can confidently ask the questions that are perhaps a little more sensitive or you know, I might feel stupid asking.
Sure, okay. Yeah, you don't want to ask a friend or a family member.
Indeed.
But, you know, it's
okay.
Could
be embarrassing.
It's okay to ask the entire internet.
Indeed.
Sure.
So, new segment,
uh-huh.
Questions from the internet. Great.
Couple of quick notes. love that intro music. Love it so much.
These are legitimate questions asked by people in various question-based online forums in the hopes that the good people of the world will, provide them with an answer. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. So...
oh, no, I'm scared.
here's one. Does looking at a picture of the sun hurt your eyes?
Hey. Fair question.
Unless there's sun coming directly out of the picture, then...
Unless the picture is a window.
Sure, sure. Same if you look at a picture of the ocean, you get wet. here's another. Can I tell by the smell of my husband's gas if he has been cheating? And there was additional information here, and she went on to say, I know this sounds crazy, but Hubs usually has his own smell. The family always knows when he has passed gas, even if he tries to be funny and blame it on the dog.
Stop talking!
Lately, he's had to work late a few times, and each time he's come home, and this gas has smelled unlike anything I've ever smelled from him. Do you think he's cheating?
What?
Good on him. Here's another. Is throwing your hair in the garbage safe?
No, it'll keep growing.
Yeah. He says, I wanted to be sure because in biology we learned about DNA and stuff, so is it safe?
Oh, okay.
That's more like the more information made more
sense.
Makes
a little bit more sense. Yeah. Like, okay, no, all right, not terrible. Is he worried that somebody will clone him, perhaps?
I think there's a cloning concern,
yeah,
yes.
Fair enough.
It has to be taken
into
consideration.
There can be only one. Sure.
Here's one. Mm-hmm. What is the right age to start teaching my dog about sex?
Oh, he knows.
Yeah.
Your dog knows.
I think he's pretty much got it sorted.
He's got it, yeah.
And I don't even know what that would involve. And here's
a lot of diagrams.
Yeah.
Pie charts, maybe, I don't know.
This, not this. No. Okay, and one more. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
How do you tell which side of the potato chip is saltier? You and I are pretty much David Attenborough.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Our nature doc.
Where David Attenborough gone bad.
Yeah. Our nature documentary, Bums of the Wild, is airing on Channel 9 on Sunday night, I think.
Yeah, no, everybody knows about that. We don't even need to really give that any more buzz than it already has.
Sure.
So if anything, we should reduce the buzz.
Here's a tidbit for you. Scientists have found a devil frog that has vomited up a new ant species.
Sorry, what?
Yes.
How?
Yes. So over in Ecuador, the discovery was made inside the belly of a bright orange poison frog after scientists flushed its stomach and made it throw up.
That's mean.
What's the most amazing thing you vomited up, Jess? Is it ants?
Not, well, I hope not.
I vomited up part of a crayon one time.
Why was that? Why was that in your stomach?
Because I ate it.
How old were you? 22. I want to know why they were like, hey, let's just see what's in its stomach.
Yeah.
That seems mean.
I think that's kind of what they do with frogs, these specific scientists.
Just make them throw up.
Yeah.
Aww.
We do have a special treat, though. The famous vomiting frog is in the studio.
Oh.
Can we get a mic on him, Jess?
I'll just get that.
Okay. Let's see what delights we're able to discover this morning. If we could... Oh, he's going. Oh, he's vomited up a new species of flower. That's very good, isn't it?
It's
fantastic.
Very pretty.
Oh, I think he's actually going again. Here we go.
I can't watch.
Oh, he's vomited up an entire Tasmanian tiger.
Wow.
That's very good. They were extinct.
We've changed.
He's going. One more. Here we go. Here it is. Oh, he's vomited up 1930s aviation pioneer Amelia Earhart. So that's where she got to.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.